Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Today's episode is an encore presentation, but it's not an encore presentation of one of my episodes. It is an encore presentation from the Writing Warriors for Jesus 4th Annual Writing Conference. It's a sneak peek presentation. I call my presentation Connect Your Craft to Your Writing because God has given us gifts of writing and crafting, some of us, and crafting can be anything, as you will discover in this presentation. If you enjoy the presentation, if you like what you hear on the podcast, or if you go to my YouTube channel and you like what you see, I have put the playlist link in the show notes so that you can go through the conference and watch the videos that speak to you the most. So, without further ado, first of all, before I give the presentation, let me pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, wanting to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share my presentation with my listening audience and my viewing audience, those that are watching on YouTube later. I want to thank you for that opportunity. And Lord, may this encore presentation from the conference bring the listeners value. May it encourage them to go and watch the other banked videos. And may this presentation be pleasing unto you. May it touch the lives of the listeners and encourage, inspire, and motivate them to write and create crafts that will glorify you. All these things I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So without further ado, here is your encore presentation, Connect Your Craft to Your Writing. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome back to our 4th annual WWJ conference. This is our afternoon beginnings for our session, and we are so excited to turn it over to Ann Harrison. Ann has a mystery presentation just like everybody else has today, and we're super excited to see what we can learn from you, Ann. Grab your journal, make sure you guys are ready to go, stay hydrated. Tish said, hey, Ann.
Hey, everybody.
All right. I'm going to drop down. I've got AnnWritesInspiration.com. That is Ann's website. I've got that in the chat. So make sure that you connect with Ann. All right, Ann.
Okay. So thank you, Jen. Now, I do want to say that Michelle, aka Naima Joseph, when she did her keynote, and I said this before in our networking session, but I'll say it again for the purpose of the presentation, her keynote actually segued into mine. Because when she did John 15:4, I'm going to be talking about John 15:5, but I'm going to do that in a minute. First, I want to tell you that if you not only write, but if you have a craft that you like to do, whether it's crochet, quilting, whatever it is, use that to connect to your writing and for your therapy. And I'm going to, for your own personal therapy or stress relief, and I'm going to explain why. I'm going to explain how writing can also, our crafting can also connect to your writing. So God has given me three crochet projects. I kept telling, Lord, I don't crochet in the summer. And I kept telling everybody else, I don't crochet a lot in the summer because it's too hot. Well, I was writing my middle grade book that I'm actually working on. It's called Shadows on the Wall. It's the first book in my Spirit Writer Society series that I'm working on. And it'll be coming out next year. But I was starting to write and I saw a picture in my head of what my main character's younger sister drew, because she's an artist. And it was a ring around a cross with roses around the outside of the ring. Now, where did I get that inspiration? Our Bibles at church, our new Bibles, have actual tactile crosses in the center of a ring on the cover of the Bible. And God used that to inspire me to as part of my story. And I actually crocheted a ring around the cross. You'll see that in the little slide at the end. But that was one of the things, and it took me about 2.5 hours to do it. And God said, yeah, see, I'm going to give you something that you love. You're not going to be overheated because it's not going to be a big project, but it's going to be something you can use to, you know, to glorify me. So I did that first one. Okay. Then I'm not going to show it, but I am going to talk about it. But as I was doing the podcast episode about, you know, giving your reader experience, I had to pause a minute because God was showing me something in that too. And let's talk about John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. And I'm paraphrasing a bit because I'm not reading directly from my King James Bible. But I am the vine, ye are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So let's take that from an author standpoint. And I'm going to actually stand up so that I can kind of demonstrate the image that God gave me. God gave me the tree, which is the vine. He said, I am the branches. The branches stretch out like this. And then on the end of the branches, our author fruit is our books. Okay, so that was the image that God gave me. And God doesn't give me images in color. Yes, I used the purple because it was an extra skein that my daughter gave me. And I thought, well, why not use it? It's also mentioned in the Bible several times, the purple. And so, Lord, forgive me. I know I'm stumbling a bit. But anyway, so I ended up, God shows me images in texture. It's almost like I can literally reach out and touch the image. And God showed it to me the first time after I talked about it. And I didn't crochet it then, but then he showed it to me again a few days later. And I was going to read, okay? I was going to read for a review, do an ARC review. And I started reading, and the Holy Spirit says, wait, can we not work on this crochet project? So I started it, and I finished part of it. And then we had a really bad storm that following Sunday, and I was working on the crochet project. Every time I worked on the crochet project, I was at peace. When I wasn't working on it, I was frustrated because the power was out for almost 18 hours. So God knew that that was going to be a project that not only would demonstrate the John 15:5 concept, but he also showed me several other biblical images for the tree. The branches, I had four branches around the sides of the tree in three layers. The three was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The four branches, if you put them together, they make crosses. You also have the three crosses at the crucifixion, Jesus, Barabbas, and there was another one, I can't remember his name. But anyway, if anybody remembers it, put it in the chat. And then you have the 12 branches and the books on the end of each branch. Well, of course, the books were the author's fruit. And the 12 branches also could represent the 12 tribes of Israel. So, and that was something God was actually showing me. But as you think about this tree, don't take my interpretation. I want you to picture this tree in your mind and ask God to show you what the representation is. Now, the final picture, the final project I made, I actually started it the day before the Write His Answer conference, which was a 3.5-day intensive. I will tell you, you think one day is bad. Try going for, let's see, half a day on Wednesday from like 9:45 in the morning to 10:45 at night on Thursday and Friday. And then from 9:45 a.m. to about 6-ish. I may have hung around till 7 on Saturday. We started at 2:00 on Wednesday afternoon after our check-in. So that was a huge intensive. And I tried to do editing and other things. You know, my brain was trying. I'm like, I got to finish this before the conference and da-da-da-da. And my friend, my dear friend, who I met through Linda Lambert, who's been on my show before, her name is Christina Etter. She sent me some small pieces of yarn that she had left over. And she does this crochet and pray. Okay. At night, she'll crochet scarves and things for people and pray while she does it. And so when I touched that soft textured yarn, God showed me the teddy bear. And I waited. And then the today before the conference, I actually started working on it. But did I keep that teddy bear? No. After I finished it last Sunday night, God told me, I said, Lord, what do you want me to do with this teddy bear? There was a lady at our church who teaches our adult Sunday school class. She was sick. And so I heard her voice in my head, which was the Holy Spirit's way of telling me to give it to her. And so even in the midst of our struggles and our constant stress, if we have a craft, not only can we award someone else with our projects, but we can also use it for our own good for stress relief as personal therapy. So take, and also our pieces can inspire us. So my tip for you is allow God to use your craft gifts that he has given you to connect to your writing, whether you're crocheting or you're quilting. Connect that with your writing and use it to alleviate any writing stress you may have around conferences, around deadlines, around whatever it is. And one more final quote I want to add here, because I think it's really important. And this, and God showed me this through my crafting. Trust, don't rush. Don't rush to finish a process. Trust God through the process and allow him to work diligently through you in order to do what he has called you to do. And allow him to use the gifts that he's given you to alleviate stress and draw you closer to him. That's all I wanted to say. Jen, if you want to show the slide and the two pictures, the ring around the cross and the teddy bear. And then the slide also has my website. But that's all I have. I didn't want to go overly long because I knew people may have questions or maybe showing things in the chat. So, and if you have any tips or any special recommendation, I do have it's not a book recommendation, and I could put those in the other streams, but I do have a Christian station recommendation. And check out Christian Mix 106. If you have the TuneIn app on your phone, if you have the Amazon Echo devices or other devices that allow you to play through TuneIn, check out that station. It's got music, podcasts, devotionals, sermons, all kinds of things. So that's my final tip. And Jen, if you want to come back on and look at the chat. Hey, Jen.
And I was here, but I was talking away and I forgot to hit unmute. so let me go back and just say, if anybody has any questions for Anne, please place them in the chat. I did share your screen and your two pictures of your beautiful work. So thank you for sharing that with everybody. I also have given your website out on this link as well. So Allie is saying, I absolutely love the imagery and the meaning. She's talking about when you were expressing those visions that the Lord had given you to crochet. She said you listened to the Holy Spirit in such a beautiful way, Anne.
Yep.
And Nick said, Legos are not craft. So then we went on a long tangent to tell Nick that Legos are craft.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, Nick. We have told it today here at the WWJ conference.
And the reason I can tell you that, I know some people who have actually bought like the model, the Legos that you build and makes a model car and stuff. Sharon loves to do that. My daughter loves to do that. And she also, I taught her how to crochet. So she like I said, she had a yarn stash and she had two purples. So she gave me one of hers. But yeah. And that's, yeah. So Legos.
So he then said, yes, it is a stress reliever. He said, I build tiny projects just for stress release. Not the big pieces like my kids, but Nick, we're very excited to know that now you are a Lego enthusiast with the boys. So that means you need to put some pictures on social media of your Lego creation.
Yes!
I did give a special shout out. So my recommendation for this one is for you guys to go check out this YouTube channel that I placed in as a link at Stop JEE Studio. Go check out this website because you will see some stop motion Legos that were also used to help with promotion of some book trailers. So they're hilarious. We have A Study in Terminal on there. We have The Impossible Girl by Ashley White. And he volunteered his time to build us some stop motion Legos. So you can use crafting in the book world.
Yep. So what, when you think about that tree that I described, what concepts, this is a challenge for everybody. what concepts did God show you? What images did God show you, aside from what I talked about?
So Allie just gave you one. She said, talking about making crafts related to a specific story, please. We made fairy crafts while writing Tum Drum and the Fairy Friend Legend.
There you
go. Of course. And fairy crafts were showing up on your sites, Allie, because I remember seeing you and Molly making those together. So especially for all of my folks that are in that K, anybody, even my authors that are in the adult world, crafting and sharing off the things that you love, like Anne has mentioned, you know, it can help you if you're starting to feel frustrated. Go to your other things that God has gifted you with. So Anne, you know, you love to sing, you love to write poetry, you are a crafter, you are always editing or writing stories, and you're a podcaster.
Yep.
So, you know, we've talked about balance throughout the day. I know that came up a few times when in my last session. So my question to you is, what are some tips when people are trying to balance everything and know that it's important for them to keep that variety to help them maintain being fresh?
Well, first of all, before you do anything, I would ask you to pray and listen to what that still small voice, the Holy Spirit, even if you have to pray through journaling. I have learned that because I also follow the Kingdom Writers, Shelly and CJ Hitz. I've been to their conferences. I did a Dreaming with God journal because I got the private podcast because I couldn't access the stuff on the website. So I actually got access to that final session she did. And I followed that journal. That journaling process, and God even took me away from it for a minute to take me outside just for about 5 minutes. And then he started talking to me and I started writing things down in the journal. So, and Shay Bynes with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, they always talk about these business meetings with God. And when you have these prayer times, write them in your journal. Write what you pray in for, what you're at, the questions you ask, all the things that are in your head, write those down. And when God answers, write those answers too. That's part of the write his answer concept that's in the book that I recommended earlier, Write His Answer by Marlene Bagnell. And we talked about it in the conference too, because that is one of the things that's really important. So write down what he tells you and then don't wait, because he's going to convict you if you do. Then find that quiet space or find that that quiet space or that just that those quiet moments to connect with him, either going outside or just sitting in solitude or listening to some instrumental music or doing your crafting, Legos, painting, quilting, whatever you do, you know, craft and pray, craft and obey.
Oh, love it. Craft and pray, craft and obey. There you go. That's a quote for today.
Yes.
I'm going to be putting that one in the chat again.
Also put trust. Don't.
Don't worry. That's already in there, girl. I put that one in there as soon as you said it. So I'm going to say, okay, say your quote again, because then you had me laughing.
Craft and pray and craft and obey.
Craft and obey. Love it. So Allie said, speaking to your tree, that was especially encouraging to me. As a writer, our fruit for the Lord are our stories. Yes. And the way, too, I believe, is how we communicate with others in on social media, encouraging and uplifting other writers and author friends. And it's like so much when you think about the tree, there's so many branches and all of us are here to, you know, share the message that the Lord has given to us, but also to just help each other on our own paths, because you guys have been so encouraging to me and you lift me up and you cheer me on. And I hope that I can do the same and give it back to other people in the writing community too.
I've got another quote for you, Jen.
Wait a minute. Writer. Don't let me write it down while you're going. Go.
Writers helping writers.
Writers helping writers.
That quote was shared all over the conference. And I got a quote from Twyla Belk. God is bigger than our butts.
Well, Well, I know that writers helping writers is something that we've always done when we join writing communities, because bottom line is we need help every day, right? I mean, no matter where we are on this journey, it's always great to share it with friends. And I'm so thankful, Anne, that you've been here with us. If anybody has any other questions for Anne, please drop them in the chat. We're thankful that all of you are out here with us today. Our next one, let's talk about it, is Rose Cushing. Absolutely love Rose. Rose is a publisher. She's an author. She is so many things, just like all of us here. I can't wait for you guys to meet Rose. I have no clue what she's talking about next. How was that experience for you, Anne? Like, because you had so many avenues that you could talk about today, because you are an editor, a podcaster, right, a poet, an author.
And it's funny, too, that you mentioned, and I know I stumbled a minute because I lost my train of thought, but
you're okay.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was going to talk about podcasting for authors, but the Lord told me, wait, I have something more for you. And then he gave me these crafting projects and he said, this is what I want you to talk about. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about till almost the last minute.
And that's okay, too, because that's being led by the Spirit and just going with that flow. And I'm going to tell y'all, crafting, like, I want to be a crafter. I do. I really want to. Like, there are so many times that, especially for, like, my son's regalia, like, his girlfriend, I give a special shout out to Tessa right now for crafting his Gustave and his trade shirt, and she's working on his cuffs and things like, I mean, I've made some basic things, but sewing's on my bucket list. It's just, I have fixed his buckskin pants and his aprons. And so I have started, but I look at those as acts of love to give to my son. And as far as crafting for me, I would say it's digital. Like, I love covers. I love crafting covers. I love
building covers. You want to do an adult coloring book or make a coloring book, Jen, since you like to do all these Canva designs, make some coloring books.
Oh no, because I'm not an illustrator. Like, I illustrated a book because I loved it so much. My Fly Felix and Me, I absolutely love drawing that. And I used one of the pads to draw and had the best time with it. But no, I'm not an illustrator, really. I leave that to Corinne and Alyssa and Emily Grzinko and all of those folks. That,
but what I'm saying is, because you do the Canva designs and stuff, you can, like, you don't have to color the pictures in. You just do, like, I guess what Pam Halter called black line, or Pam Halter's friend, who's an illustrator, she called it black line art.
Yeah, because she's an artist. So, like, black line art is amazing. I know that we've had, we have Rachel Clark. She does a lot of the coloring pages. Allie has done a coloring page. I know that Allie has those on her page. Yeah, Tish said same here. She loves anything digital. And Tish is a graphic designer and an illustrator, too. I love how authors, so is Allie. So Allie likes to write. She hasn't placed it in the chat yet, but she's also an author illustrator. So she has illustrated her books. Allie, you're just so phenomenal. We love you. So just go after your crafting, because you never know how it's going to just smash into your author world, right?
Right.
All right, guys, I'm checking the time. We've got like 3 more minutes with Anne. Anne, absolutely loved your presentation today. So Tish talked about digital, and then Tish, I want to give a special shout out for her, because she, you know, she's always been so encouraging, helping out. And you had a vision for a book cover, and Tish brought that to life.
Yes, I was. I don't want
to. Don't do all that. Just tell, like, some images that came to you. Just give a little bit. We can't give it all, Anne.
Well, we can't give it all. But I was like, not even sitting at the computer. And in front of me, and this is how God works, in front of me, I was standing in my head. I was standing at the foot of the stepping stones, the stone staircase. And at the top of the staircase, a shadow comes dancing off the wall. And it's like I could almost touch the railing on the edge of the, at the bottom of the staircase. That's how God works. God does not show me pictures in color, folks. He shows me in vivid, vivid textures and sounds.
I love it. And then Anne tells Tish, and the next thing we know, Tish has built a book cover.
And I thought about changing that title, Shadows on the Wall, because there's it could have so many different meanings, but God said no. Keep that.
Keep it then. Keep it. I know you're working on middle grade love. You've done poetry. You have an audiobook out. You're still podcasting. Oh, yeah. So just thank you for all the service that you do for other authors who want to share their stories. They have a platform with you that they're able to go on your show. And it's just a safe place for them to be able to be themselves and talk books that they love. Right. And we have 1 minute left. So tell them about your podcast and how they can get to your podcast.
Okay. I'm also, but before I do that, I just wanted to say this really quickly. I'm also, during the write-ins, I'm working on some children's things for Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior Magazines, which are part of Focus on the Family. Anyway, my podcast is called Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. You can find that on most of your general podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Overcast, wherever. But you can also look at, go to my Anne Wright's Inspiration YouTube channel and watch some. I didn't do all of those on YouTube, but I've done a lot of them that way. So you can go watch some of my author interviews and some of my solo things, because I do have the visuals, some of the visuals over there, that things that I've crocheted and stuff. So, but you can go check that out too.
And Allie's last word is she's a phenomenal editor. So yeah. She just gave me some props.
I did the developmentals for Allie. I do when I do developmentals, if we have another minute or two.
You're out of time, but one more second. Go.
Okay. So when I do developmentals, I do what I call a book pattern. A lot of editors call it a book map. But because I crochet, you know, crochet is patterns. Even though I didn't have a written pattern for the projects I did, I did a book pattern. And I talk about, you know, there's the questions about setting, where are we, when are we, who are we with, what do the characters want. I will write down my findings on those to answer those questions. But then I'll write down editing, you know, some issues that I see and some encouragement. And then I do, her line edits, but I had to put that aside because I have another developmental editing project I'm doing. So
Anne's always on the move, guys. So make sure you go check her out at AnneWritesInspiration.com. Absolutely love you, Anne. And now it's Rose Cushing's time. Guys, you got to go meet Rose. I absolutely adore this lady. I'm so thankful that she's joining us for our WWJ conference today. Anne, I'll check you out later. Bye, guys.
We'll see y'all at the final. I'll see you at the final Hey, guys. This is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast. And my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code inspirationaljourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy rating, writing, and celebrate the day. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host,
Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at annewritesinspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at Anne Writes Inspiration and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.